Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Delighted to tell you that on the line is Ayelet Balaban, an Israeli, clearly a joint national, both Israeli and Britain. We're going to talk about her passport. Shalom lach Ayelet.
Hi, shalom.
Ayelet, it's great to have you with us. Who would have thought that your application for a British passport would have made the headlines of the Jewish international press, including here in South Africa?
Yes, I'm shocked too.
I would imagine you're really surprised by that. But for those who haven't read the article, do you want to tell us about the story? What happened? Why did you make the headlines?
Yeah, so I applied for a new passport. My father is from England, and therefore I have a British passport. I've had one all my life. I had to renew it because it was going to finish now in June. I sent it through about 3 weeks ago. I received it. I sent it in just after... Well, we had a bit of a hard time here in Israel with all the rockets coming past our head.
Sure.
And as it finished, I sent it because we couldn't even leave our house here. And where we work, I mean, we couldn't even get to work because of what was going on. We work by Ashkelon. Yeah. It was Sunday straight after I sent it in. I received my passport a week ago. And when I opened it up, I saw that my place of birth, instead of it written Jerusalem, as it's written in my Israeli passport, as it's written in my old British passport, I found that it was written Occupied Palestine or Occupied Palestinian Territory.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah,
and you say you were actually born, you were born in Jerusalem.
I was born in Jerusalem. I was born in Jerusalem. We lived for 4 years in South Africa, but when I was very small, but otherwise I'm Israeli. Come.
Ayelet, that's quite something. So you open your passport and you see that actually you're not born in Jerusalem. You're actually, and you're an Israeli for all intents and purposes, and you're actually now become, your birthplace is listed as the Occupied Palestinian Territories. What did you do?
So I straight away contacted my brother because he renewed his passport about a year and a half ago. I just wanted to make sure if it's some kind of change of policy I didn't really know what to do. He looked at his passport. It said Matikom, written Jerusalem. And I contacted my parents. I thought maybe my father would know something about it. Is it something that I wasn't aware of? And try to find out a bit more. I discovered that it's not written in any other person that I know, at least passport. And so I contacted the Israeli embassy in England. And it took about 2 days until I received an answer. And in that time, when I tried to find out a bit more, my brother worked in Nefesh B'Nefesh. So we tried to find out if they'd heard of anything that we weren't aware of. And I discovered that no one has had that. And no one really answered me. So yeah, so that was the story. And then somebody here in Israel found out and it got to the news. And then it just went like crazy worldwide in all the Jewish communities. And I say Israel, you know, in Israel, people were shocked, but it's like passed on. And I was quite surprised to discover that actually all the Jewish communities around the world felt the way I felt. Was completely shocked. Could even say, you say in Israel they love. I was insulted.
Insulted, yes.
Very insulted. So, I mean, we were stuck at home for 11 days. We have a business in Ashkelon area, and we finally come out of our houses and finally start living again with our kids. We were all in the mamadim. I don't know how you say mamadim in English. A safe room, I suppose. And it was just, I was completely shocked. Couldn't believe it. Like, I just felt it was really shocking.
Injustice.
I mean,
it was an injustice. So sure. But where does this leave you now, Ayelet? Are you still running around with a British passport that says you were born in the occupied Palestinian territories?
Happy to say that today I sent it back. The Israeli embassy contacted me, and then it took another 2 days, and the British embassy contacted me, apologizing, saying it was some kind of mistake. An apology which I would like to say that I definitely do not accept, as a mistake you can make in my date of birth, a mistake you can make in my name, and a mistake you can make a spelling mistake, but definitely not that kind of mistake. I was just shocked that such an official document could be written such a thing. You know, it's not a post on Facebook where you can say it's occupied Palestine. You know, if it would be just Palestine, I would say, okay, it's a mistake. So occupied Palestine is somebody's opinion.
Was this a mistake? Or like you say, is this something much deeper? Because one doesn't make clerical mistakes on that level. Yes. Thank you for talking to us here on Chai FM in Johannesburg.
Thank you.
Your accent is a dead giveaway, even if it was only for years. The minute you opened your mouth, we know where to put you. So, great. We'll claim you as ours. Thank you for chatting to us here on Chai FM.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Okay. Bye. Cheers.